Good morning, Chelveston, Caldergod and Chelston Rise. It's Wednesday the 29th of April, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily podcast. And a happy 21st birthday to James Blaine, Vanessa and Bob's son. He's reading music at the University of York and listening in from there. He's completing his dissertation on 20th century church music. He decided to stay up there during the lockdown to ensure that he got access to the resources he needed. But of course the downside is that he can't now celebrate his birthday with his family. Well, all the best with your dissertation, James. It will be worth it. Now, the Guardian newspaper, or the Groeniad, as some people call it, is renowned for typographical errors and inaccuracies that they need to correct each day. They've even got a whole column devoted to corrections. So, it would seem, do I. Every day I have to admit my latest mistake. My only defence is that I don't have a huge journalistic machine behind me as I put together these podcasts, so I'm bound to get the wrong end of the stick sometimes. Yesterday's mistake was saying that our Commonwealth war grave belongs to a Canadian, whereas in fact Mark Hunter reminded me that Flight Sergeant Old was actually American. So as I often have to say, oops, wrong again. Sorry. It was only last year that we received the signage for the churchyard gates from the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, saying that we had the honour of hosting one of the war graves. As part of the anniversary of the ending of World War II, the Commission has arranged for volunteers to visit every war grave in the country to check that they're all being properly looked after. Now, our church receives £10 a year for the maintenance of the grave to save someone from the War Graves Commission coming out each quarter. And you'll be pleased to know that we take this responsibility very seriously indeed. The grave is planted with snowdrops and daffodils and tulips, and poppies are placed on it near Remembrance Sunday. Now, I was in the churchyard last June when the volunteer from the commission arrived to do an unannounced spot check on our grave. I found him photographing the grave from all angles and checking it over for signs of algae or damage. Fortunately, Arthur Wright cleans the grave at least once a year, so you'll be glad to know that we passed with flying colours. Contrast this with a cemetery on London Road in Kettering. Helen and I were over there just a year ago, and we were surprised to find all the war graves in a terrible state. The headstones were dirty, and the planting was all overgrown. We were incensed. Helen wrote to the War Graves Commission to complain. Now, they responded quickly to say the Kettering Borough Council had delegated responsibility for their maintenance, and they received a payment for every grave. Kettering Borough Council ignored her messages, so she wrote to the local MP to complain. His team was interested initially only on whether she was one of his constituents, but then common sense kicked in. He is an ex-territorial army man and was clearly incensed. Pressure was applied somewhere. We soon received word that a team of masons and gardeners had been dispatched to Kettering to sort it all out. Quite right too. In times of national and international crisis, some people step up to the mark to serve on behalf of all others. We owe them a permanent debt of gratitude and must never forget their sacrifice. Now, yesterday we held 1 minute silence to commemorate the deaths of our key workers during this war on the virus. They've thrown themselves into the challenge of saving others, sometimes without the protective equipment they need. We must not forget their sacrifice, and must not allow their sacrifice to be in vain. The country, the county, and the village are all straining at the leash, just like Dexter the dog. We're all desperate for this lockdown to end. The level of traffic yesterday was the highest I've seen since lockdown began. Even with the bad weather, we had people making non-essential journeys, visiting families and friends. We've all been lulled into a false sense of security by weeks of good weather and 2 days of excellent figures from the government. And then today, bam, reality struck. There were still over 600 deaths recorded in hospitals yesterday. And more starkly, the real numbers, including care homes, were 50% higher than that. So please, Chelveston, Caldergod and Chelston Rise, recognise it. We're not out of the woods yet. There are still battles to be fought and won. So let's keep the faith until the government maps out a way out of this war. In this village, we're still virus-free, and no one in our village has died from the virus yet. I really do not want a virus war grave in our churchyard, and I'm sure you don't either. So please, stay home and save lives. We're nearly there, but we mustn't lose the war at this last moment by letting our guard down, even for one day. Thank you.